What understanding or relationship with the landscape would you have if you were partially sighted or even fully blind? Cork artist Claire McLaughlin set up a project named Seen Unseen over 10 years ago to facilitate access to arts and to cultural experiences for people living with sight loss. Earlier this week, Claire and her group of blind and partially sighted people visited the Meath racing yard of Cheltenham winning trainer Gavin Cromwell to get up close to horses and to experience them at work out on the gallops just a few miles from the Hill of Tara. Suzanne Campbell was there to experience the yard with them through touch, smell and sound.
Can anyone smell the horses?
Yeah.
That was the first thing they said when they got off the bus.
Even off the bus you could smell the horses, could you? Yeah. Because we're so used to them, we don't. But you know when you go to the zoo and you smell the elephants and that?
Yeah.
That's probably the same here, is it?
Not as bad.
There's horses on both sides of you now, and they're about, they would be well over your head. See, can we get one to put their head out now and we'll get them, let you pet them. This guy has his back to you. He's leaning up against the door. He's having a scratch. That's his bum there, if you want to just touch his bum. He won't kick. Does anyone want to feel his tail?
Yeah, I just want to feel.
Years ago, they used to make mattresses out of this.
Really?
Horse hair.
Yeah. Do you want to feel his tail, John?
Yes.
Just come over here to me.
Yeah,
no,
thank
Carmen.
You.
Oh, hello.
It's quite coarse, isn't
it? Yeah, it's quite strong, yeah. Absolutely. Nice and tactile.
Yeah.
Good Lord, it's hard, isn't it?
Isn't it? Very hard.
Very wiry.
Yeah, very wiry.
You'd imagine it'd be a bit softer, wouldn't you?
Well, when it's brushed, on race day now, it would be a lot softer. We'd put a silicone onto it and it brushes out really soft.
Hello. Oh, I like you too. Huh?
Giving your face a good sniff.
He's having a check out there.
Yeah, I like you too. You're beautiful.
So the first lot is in the warm-up arena for 7 o'clock. The boys are here about 10 to 7. And then they ride out till 1 o'clock. So every horse will get exercised. You know, we could do anything up to 8 or 9 lots on a busy day.
Do you ride them all out every day?
Most of them will ride out, yeah. Oh, they'll get exercise of some sort.
So we'll just go out to the gallop and we'll do a bit of a warm-up first and then we'll just do two canters on the gallop and that'll be just it.
How many have you ridden today?
We have ridden 4 already, so this is our fifth lot.
Fifth lot, okay.
So 4 more to go.
And do you know this lad well?
I know him well enough, yeah.
Is he quiet?
He can be a bit quirky,
like. Quirky. He's one of our better riders, so he's got some more awkward ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like surround sound for anyone, obviously, who's fully blind, or for myself, who's partially sighted or vision impaired. You're getting a 360 nearly, and you can hear them going back. Hearing, and for myself, seeing them going through the water down south, just down there, just to cool down. Lovely sounds and very sensory driven. Very good.
Bernie, are you enjoying this? The horses are racing by.
I can hear them, yeah. It's going so fast I can't see them.
I can barely see them, if that's any help.
I can hear them.
Absolutely ripping past.
Ah, lovely animals.
So the project, the Seen Unseen project, sort of opened the doors to galleries and things like this where we get to experience it by means of audio and touch and description and smell. And then, of course, we have a bit of crack as well. So all of a sudden the world is available to us and we experience it, you know.
Well, Seen Unseen now is a particular project. It's about access. So Seen Unseen Goes Racing is a collaboration with Horse Racing Ireland. Mm-hmm. So we've gone to the Curra and we've gone to John O'Donoghue's yard. Now today we're in Gavin Cromwell's yard, award-winning Gold Cup trainer. And on Saturday we're going to Fairy House.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Have you been racing before, Carmen?
Yes, I've been to the Curra. We've had a trip to the Curra.
Yeah. Did you enjoy that?
That was a few years ago. Yeah. We loved it. Yeah, we loved it.
And when did you lose your sight?
Slowly, gradually. I've got RP, retinitis pigmentosa.
Okay.
And so it happened gradually, slowly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were a fully sighted person?
Ivan used to drive.
Okay, right.
I used to drive, and then when I was 25, I found I had to stop driving because I couldn't handle it anymore. The dark, it's too dark, and, you know, then realise I can't drive anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think of the yard here today?
It's absolutely fabulous. The minute we arrived, we could smell the horses, and one of them there was very friendly and curious.
Yeah.
He wanted to lick all of us. Yeah. Get to know all of us.
So
and then as well you hear the horses clip-clopping, yes, in and out, yeah, which, yes, is lovely. That sound is gorgeous. It's a very sensory experience. Sighted people actually lose a lot by not engaging all of the senses. We definitely lose a lot.
That's so true.
Yeah. You know?
Our other senses sort of become enhanced, so we can smell more and remember more, but we'd remember what we heard, not what we saw.
Or what you felt.
And
yeah,
what we felt.
Yeah.
The riders tend to use their own saddle. No, they do in a race, yeah, because they have to carry a certain weight,
yeah,
but not for during exercise, no. They all have the same saddle, same type of saddle. Yeah.
And are they all made of leather?
Some of them are actually PVC, but yeah, the better ones are actually leather.
Yeah, I really appreciate you having us down, Gavin. Absolutely, yeah. Really do appreciate it.
It's nice to have a different group interacting with the horses.
It is, absolutely. Very interesting, and it's educational for us, I think, really.
The sounds and the tactileness, we sometimes forget about that.
Yeah, this lady was feeling the horse's tail, and it was, I think the tail was dirty, and the difference in that and when it would be clean, and,
yeah,
you know, simple little things that you never think about.
You wouldn't think about, yeah.
I think as well, in the visual world, people genuinely forget, or because they're not exposed to, you know, it's like vision impairment or disability in general.
Yeah.
If you don't know about it, or you don't know someone with it, they don't really get it until they're sort of immersed in it in a way. And like today, we get to hear the sounds around and then see, for the people who can see what we can make out. It puts us on the same track, pardon the pun, as a sighted community.
Sound, touch, smell and taste, because that is a carrot being eaten by a horse. You heard the voices of trainer Gavin Cromwell and assistant Pat Martin, work writer Shane Fitzsimons, and from the Seen Unseen group, artist and organiser Claire McLaughlin, John Ryan, Bernie Kenny and Carmen Miller. Suzanne Campbell reporting. And they are all, excuse me, heading off racing today to the first day of the Winter Festival at Fairy House. The best of luck to Gavin Cromwell and his team at Damestown and all of their connections for their runners there today.